This thing out.
Tis my usual guest, Finn Johansson. Welcome.
Morena, Karen.
How was life in general?
Oh, life is great. Yeah, the show's been good so far. I actually had you on, I had the car on my FM for a long time. I was like, Karen's playing a banger of a set this morning. And then I realized and I switched over to the other banger set that was happening on the radio this morning, i.e. your one.
Did you not, was nobody talking?
No one talking.
All right.
I was like, this is a cool song for insane times.
Very unusual. What was it?
Can't remember. It's just chill R&B. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what else have you been up to?
Oh, gosh. Not too much. Oh, if anybody wants to come out tonight, Fables is playing at Cupid.
Just played a Fables track.
Oh, nice. And then if anybody's listening from Lee, we're playing the Sawmill tomorrow. So.
Are you playing?
Yeah, just on the bass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, slapping the bass.
Very good. Fables, who was a demo god.
Yes, and who is number two on BFM this week. Is
great.
That right?
Very, very pleased to see that. In actual fact, some judging that I had to do recently put Fables at number one, she said.
What?
In the background, yeah.
Who is that in the background?
Yeah, no, that was me in the background. I was just trying to...
I see.
Not to go too far backstage.
How are you? How are you doing? How's your week?
Busy.
Yeah, what you been up to?
Writing. I've been writing.
Oh, good. Fiction?
Fiction? Yes, I've been
fantastic.
Writing fiction.
Because I remember you had a backlog of other sort of work writings that you've been having to do. So I'm glad you got onto
that.
But you're making time for the writing?
Yes, I'm trying to carve out some time for the writing. But tomorrow I'm actually going to the Hamilton Literary Festival. Mm. So that's busy.
Great. In what capacity?
As a chair of a session with the book that I co-wrote with Suzanne Lynch.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yesterday when I was young. So Susie and I are travelling to Hamilton.
Cool. Is this the first time you've seen her since the publication?
No, we did a whole little tour.
Whole press tour?
Yeah, I told you about it. We went to the Whanganui Musicians Club, remember?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Don't worry.
It's not that I don't care.
Various other places.
Are you one of those writers that aims for a certain word count every day? Or are you just like, I've got to
aims.
Sit there?
Yeah.
Aims?
Yeah. Aims is right. But oftentimes it's definitely not a lure. The necessity of one's financial position means that one has to be dragged away to something else.
Oh, very relatable, I'm sure, to all the listeners as well.
Right.
That is not a new story.
No, that's the old story. Okay. So Demo Gods, you're here to talk about Demo Gods, our second one for this new year, 2026. We had Indira Neville last week who went for recycling only, those new prompts that you had, and very excited to see who you're with over these next 2 weeks.
Yes, and I can tell you now, this is the first time that I might have done a Demo Gods with the singer of a band. Maybe?
Andrew?
Yeah. Andrew in a way, because the Mockers, but then Andrew also has Andrew Fagan.
Yeah, that's true. A singer in a band. So, okay.
So, yeah, my guest this week, I'm just going to say it. We've got Josh from Softbait.
Josh Hunter.
Josh Hunter from the... Tamaki Makaurau post-punk band, Softbait.
Great.
Who recently released, last year, their sophomore album, Life Advice, on Flying Nun. It's their first album on Flying Nun.
Very American, isn't it? Sophomore. I always have to think, what does that mean? Second, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's because they both start with S, is how I remember it. What would you say if you weren't trying to be so Americanized?
Second. I wouldn't say dropped either. I hate that word.
Okay,
they
cool.
They dropped their just, sophomore just album. Taken, it's like, what?
Taking
what?
Notes here.
Just dropped their album.
They released their second album.
Yeah. Put out.
Yeah, cool. You just let me know if anything else pisses you off.
I don't think I've ever heard you say dropped.
Dropped is kind of slang, is it? Anyway, okay, cool.
I know it's kind of slang, but it's kind of
cool guy talk. I don't know if you're I don't know if you heard of the way to talk about when an album comes out these days. You say it. You say dropped. You say dropped.
I don't say dropped.
We dropped a novel. Karen's dropping a novel in 2027.
I told Manfred, who's a dancer, street dancer, and a music producer, that someone called me dog last week.
D-A-W-G. Hopefully.
What? Yeah, it was D-A-W-G. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Is that right? Dog.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Interesting. How did you feel about that?
Insulted, really.
Really?
A little bit.
Mm.
Okay, where are we? We're talking about Josh from Soft Bait. So you've obviously contacted Josh to do the demo, and Josh has said, yeah.
Yeah, me and Josh are meeting on Monday.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Yep. And Monday.
Monday. Mm-hmm. We haven't chosen a prompt yet.
Coming to your place.
Yeah, but I have chosen a couple of tracks off their second album, which came out last year.
Great album.
It is a great album, and everybody agrees, really. The shows have been off the charts with these guys. The album produced by Dee Stevens, or at least recorded. Yeah, producer and engineer, Dee Stevens. When the first album, Plot Points, actually was produced and recorded by Peter Riddell from Wax Chattels and Sulfate in his under his house. So they've gone big time now. They've gone high definition. And how about we play the first song that I wanted to play, Oh Well, and then we'll just have a little listen to sort of Josh as a lyricist, and then we can unpack what that might mean for me and him writing a song together.
Yeah, but you have some association anyway, having worked with this band in another capacity?
Yeah, so that's the song that I was going to play after Oh Well. Maybe I'll tell you about that.
Okay, so you want to start with Oh Well? Just before we do, so the prompts, right?
Yes.
Are you presenting the prompts in their entirety, or are you taking out recycling only?
Ah, this the weekly question.
Yeah, the weekly question.
I'm just going to go with how I always answer this question that you ask me every week.
Vaguely.
No, no.
What?
No, no, Karen. For the record, we don't reuse the prompt.
Oh, so no recycling only then.
Ironically, no.
No, okay. All right, well, I'll quickly run through them. I'm just going to quick guess as to what Josh is going to pick.
Cool.
Is this thing live? Sex sells. BPM. The middle of everything. Love me tender. The great spectacle of music. It takes two, baby. Have fun. The forbidden chords.
The middle of everything. That's what I think he's going to go for.
You're going to point him in that direction.
The middle of everything.
Okay. All right. Let's play that from Soft Bait, who is our demo god for next Saturday. Will Josh be coming in?
I haven't worked it out yet.
Okay, cool.
Hopefully.
Here's Oh Well.
Oh Well. Can't be helped. Can't be helped.
That's such a good song. Soft Bait, and Finn Johansson is telling us all that Josh Hunter, who's the singer in
the singer.
Soft Bait, is your demo god for next week.
He is. And from that song and the next song that I'm going to play, you can kind of see that Josh does a lot with not very much material in terms of lyrics. He's not the kind of person that'll be like, here's my 500-page essay. Is the lyrics. Well, actually, I've been doing a little research on his writing process. And there's a lot. He'll write out a lot and then they'll choose, typically, according to Under the Radar, they'll choose... He'll write out a lot, then they'll just cherry pick a few little phrases.
Oh, yeah.
To go on. Sorry, my mic keeps falling down. Maybe I'll go like this. And it's going to be really interesting to work with him, I think. I wonder if he's going to want rock band instrumentation, or if he's like... Because the thing with Demo Gods is I always say to the people, I'm like, do something that you never usually get to do genre-wise or sound aesthetic-wise. Because here's your chance. Here's your chance to do a low-pressure demo in a fun way. Maybe you've always wanted to do a samba track. I'm not sure Josh will or won't want to do samba particularly. But I reckon
I'm really interested
because, you know, drum machine, I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities and I'm excited to see. Yeah, because I've hung out with Josh a few times recently, you know, over the last couple of years. I really like the guy. So, yeah, all I can say is I'm excited.
Yeah, so you have also done some work on the video of this next track, which everyone will know, Long Line. When you're talking about the actual lyricism, his lyrics. Yeah. What strikes me is that they are like little short stories, really. They're not, you know, for example, the lyrics in this particular track, I come from a long line of bad backs.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that would be?
Yeah.
The chorus in a track.
And it is, it's like sparse lyrics, but yeah. It gives you a big story to kind of delve into, like an implied story, right? Yeah.
So what work did you do on this particular track then, Long Line?
Well, the video was directed by Ryan Fielding, who's a fantastic Nelson-based director who's done lots of stuff with Mermaidens in the past, for example. Directed a Finn Johansson music video in the past. What's that?
That's you.
But this one, Ryan I love because he'll get an idea and then he will just like, he doesn't put his foot on the accelerator. He takes his foot off the brake and his brain goes, and kind of goes to 100 straight away. He gets a whole lot of stuff going on. So he was like, post-apocalypse, Mad Max, virtual reality, pizza store. And I went in as an extra just to be a menacing Mad Max type extra in this video. And then Ryan was like in the corner being like, well, I'm going to have to do all this bloody virtual reality stuff. And I'd obviously just come off a couple of years at uni doing video game programming.
That's right.
Degree or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, how about I do some, maybe just a little bit of pro bono kind of computer graphics stuff.
Nice of you to offer.
Absolutely. Well, I love Ryan and I love SoftBait. So I got photos of Josh and I turned him into a PlayStation 1 character. I don't know if you've kept up with the trends of indie video game making these days?
No, I haven't, I have to say.
Well, recently, you know how graphics have gotten better
up
over
with the trends of indie video games recently. No, that's
the answer is no.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Come back to me if you realize that you've actually misspoken and the answer is yes.
Oh, why?
But These days, people are really into recreating the look of games from like 1995.
Oh, no, I have seen
PlayStation 1 kind of aesthetic. Okay, so everything's blocky, everything's warped. So I made Josh into a character like that. He sent me photos of his beautiful face and I mapped him onto a cube man who kind of looks like Max Headroom
that
or something.
Was you. I'm trying to,
that was me. And I got him on a moped in a Mad Max sort of hellscape. That little part was me. So if anybody wants to watch the video, hey, if anybody wants CGI in their upcoming video, give me a bloody call. But the blocky stuff is what I'm interested in.
Computer-generated imagery, something like that. Okay, so long line, and we can't see the pictures that go with it, but rest assured, Finn had a hand in it.
Yeah.
I come from a long line of bad backs, and I come from a long line of arguments that happened before me. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block. And I come from a long line of bad backs, and I come from a long line of arguments that happened before me. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block. Wild world, wild times. Wild world, wild times. So sleep well, so sleep well. You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it. So snuggle up. I come from a long line of bad backs, and I come from a long line of arguments that happened before me. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block. Real chip on the shoulder, real chip off the old block. Me and you, us and them. It's me and you, us and them.
That's soft bait and long line. I come from a long line of, does it say arguments before me?
Arguments that happen
before me,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, that's good, eh?
We can all relate to that. Okay, so thank you.
Generational trauma, yeah.
So Monday with Josh in the van.
That's right.
Yep.
And shout outs actually to the rest of the band while we're at it. Patrick Hickley, guitar, Kedia Paterson on bass. Used to be Ezra from Earth Tongue. And Cammy McIntosh on the drums.
And are you heading off now? What time do you have to load into Cupid?
I reckon it's sleep time for me, and then hopefully sound check is later on.
Right, you haven't had any sleep yet.
I actually tried to get to bed at a It's one of those Murphy's Law things, you know. I was like, finally, I'm going to be sensible, and then just couldn't sleep.
Finally, I'm going to be sensible. So what, you've been up all night?
No, I've been lying in bed all night.
Trying to sleep.
Yeah, staring at the backs of my eyelids.
Incredible how refreshed you look.
Thank you. Right. It's funny, when I woke up, because I tie a thing around my brain, like a scarf, to just pressurize my head.
You do?
I do, because it's really comfortable. What? But sometimes I wake up and I just have like crazy, I feel like I almost gave myself pink eye last night. Like I woke up and my eye was just like,
ugh. What's it made out of?
So it's great that you think that I look cool.
Wool or silk?
Yeah,
it's a
sweater actually.
It must be hot.
Yeah, but I got a fan. Honestly, it's like when you take meds and then you take meds to balance out the side effects of the first meds, I tie the thing around my face and I cool myself down with the fan. But then obviously the fan, that's a loud fan, so you put in the earplugs. Then the earplugs give you a bloody ear infection.
You're a very strange man. What does Annabelle think of this business?
Oh, you have to ask her.
At bedtime.
Hey, now we're getting into parasocial, aren't we? Abort mission.
Okay, all right, I'm going now. That's just, sorry. Is that TMI, is it?
I'm trying to get better.
Another thing I hate, TMI.
I reckon maybe as well as your novel published, you should just do some kind of
words
like,
I hate.
Yeah. What grinds my gears? Do you like that as an idiom?
Nah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Okay. You go and have some sleep with your. Have you got your thing to tie around your head?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. We'll see you next week with Josh. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe come in with Josh, or
hopefully,
we'll hook up with Josh somehow with the demo. Good luck.
Thanks, dog.
This thing on.